This goes to Dr. Kurt, K-U-R-T, Anderson, fax 989-817-4601, regarding Brian Duffy, D like David, U, F, F like Frank, Y, date of birth 10-6-1988. Dear Dr. Anderson, this is a consultation for Mr. Duffy, who was sent for evaluation of acute kidney injury of unknown etiology with elevated creatinine levels found August 4th when he went to ER. Creatinine was 1.86, estimated GFR 48. The patient had been seen in the office by the nurse practitioner on August 1st for back pain, and he does have trouble with intermittent back pain. At that time, she gave him an injection of Toradol and Norflex and a prescription for Mobic, 15 milligram once a day. He did take one dose of Mobic, but then the pain in the right flank area was developing into very severe pain. And so he went to the emergency room on August 4th. At that time, they did a CAT scan of the abdomen as they were concerned it also may be either a kidney stone or appendicitis, and there was contrast with the CAT scan. And the findings, there showed a fat deposit in the appendix, suggesting prior inflammation. Possibly chronic appendicitis sometimes can look like that. Kidneys showed multifocal patchy hypoenhancement, suggestive of some type of nephritis. The kidneys were normal in size. There was no hydronephrosis, no stones, no ureter problems. The bladder was decompressed and unremarkable. So the patient was sent home and told to hydrate well after receiving the IV contrast. He was told to continue using meloxicam, which he did not do, and then to follow up with his family doctor for further evaluation. When he had the follow-up visit, labs were rechecked on August 9th, and creatinine had decreased, although not back to his baseline of 0.9. The creatinine was 1.21, and that's technically greater than 60, but that is higher than normal for him. The patient's pain is completely gone at this point, and he's feeling much better. No headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations, no history of kidney stones, no back pain now. The back pain he previously had was musculoskeletal in nature. He has had problems with heartburn intermittently, and that's well controlled with the omeprazole that he uses. He also has gained quite a bit of weight since he's been completed his military service, and so he is trying to go on a healthier diet and lose weight. And he had a left lower leg idiopathic DVT in 2020 while he was still in the Army. And after he was treated for 3 months with Xarelto, it's X-A-R-E-L-T-O, he did have a hematology evaluation that was negative for any kind of clotting or bleeding disorders. Past surgical history, he's never had surgeries. Social history, he's never smoked. He does not use electronic cigarettes. Occasionally, he consumes alcohol and does not use illicit drugs. He is married, and he's a full-time student in the PA program in Mount Pleasant. Family history is significant for heart disease, diabetes, and a grandmother with breast carcinoma. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, he's on omeprazole 20 milligram daily, aspirin 81 milligram daily, and that's per hematology recommendation after the DVT in his left leg, and a multivitamin once daily. Physical exam, height 69 inches, weight 292 pounds. Blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff was 132 over 80. Right arm, however, is higher, 130 over 96. Pulse is 69. Oxygen saturation is 97% on room air. Neck, there's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses, no rebound tenderness. Extremities, no peripheral edema, no ulcerations or lesions are noted. And labs, most recent lab studies were done August 9th, 2023. Creatinine had improved, 1.21. Calcium 9.8, electrolytes normal. The CRP is elevated at 1, SED rate is 8. Hemoglobin 14.5, normal white count, normal platelets, normal differential. August 4th, urinalysis showed a trace of protein. A negative for protein, but a trace of blood, and rare red blood cells were seen per microscope. No bacteria, no casts or crystals were seen. His creatinine at that time was 1.86 in the ER. Glucose 96, albumin 4.3, bilirubin elevated 1.6 mildly, and the CAT scan was previously described. Assessment and plan, acute renal failure with improving renal function, etiology unknown. We will repeat all labs now. We're going to check a clean catch midstream urine, also a microalbumin to creatinine ratio. He's going to be checked for lupus anticoagulant and the anti-beta, BETA2, glycoprotein is GLYCOPROTEIN, and anticardiolipin, so anticardiolipin and antibodies, in addition to all of our renal labs that we usually do. We are going to obtain the notes and lab studies done from the hematology evaluation in 2020. And we've also asked the patient to continue to check blood pressures at home on the right arm, and with the goal of blood pressure being 130 over 80 or less. And he's going to be rechecked in this practice after the lab tests are back, which should be within the next 2 to 3 weeks. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.